1.25.
Well, I can remember one terrible thing I did to my brother when we were teenagers. I have a twin brother. So we used to fight and argue a lot as kids and teenagers. And one time when we were about 15, we were fighting, arguing. We shared a bedroom, so we were in our room, fighting each other. And I accidentally stabbed him in the hand with a pen that I was holding in my hand. And it was a total accident, and I was holding it, and I was kind of threatening him, but I didn't really mean to stab him, obviously, but I did. And I was absolutely horrified at what I'd done. And of course, my brother, he looked down at his hand with this blood coming out from where I'd stabbed him, and he looked up at me, and he said, "I'm going to tell Mom," which sort of made me laugh because, you know, we were both 15 at the time, and it was a very childish thing to say. And he ran downstairs to tell our mom, and I was absolutely terrified that she was going to be really angry with me, which she was, of course. But he was fine, by the way. It was a very small wound. He didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. It was absolutely fine. But he still... Now, this is, you know, we're in our late 40s now, so this is 30 years ago. But he still sometimes tells people, when we meet them, about when I stabbed him. But yeah, it wasn't a very nice thing to do to him.
Well, my sister was 4 years older than me. She still is, actually. I remember once when I was about 10 years old, I had a pet, a bird. It was a small green parrot named Charlie, and I really loved him. He lived in a cage, but I sometimes let him out to fly around the house, you know, so he could have some freedom. And one day, I was in my bedroom, and I let him out, but then something happened. I can't remember what, and I forgot about him for a while. And then suddenly, I couldn't see him anymore. And, well, I looked everywhere for him. I looked all over the house, and I couldn't find him anywhere. Oh, I cried, and I cried, because I was sure that he had flown out of the window. And my parents started to help me, because they felt awful about it as well. And just when I was completely hysterical, my sister admitted that, in reality, she had hidden him. She had shut him inside a cupboard. Can you believe that? Well, she opened the cupboard, and poor Charlie was there. He was so frightened. But we were all really relieved to find him. My sister was so horrible that day. Of course, now we get along really well, but I still remember what she did to poor Charlie. And sometimes when she comes to see me, I hide her car keys or her purse or something just to remind her of it. Is that bad?